it wasn't attractive at all to look at. And it's on our main thoroughfare through our neighborhood. It kind of gives a bad impression of the rest of the neighborhood. So Brian got the idea when we moved into the neighborhood in 2007. He, I think from the day we moved in, really wanted to improve it and see it become something nice for our neighborhood.
So I guess it was maybe my idea. And then I got Joe Durkers, who was a commercial realtor in Dayton here. He and I were wanted to get this eyesore off the, you know, eyesore list. So we just decided to get a bunch of neighbors together, put $1,100 in each to buy it and transform it.
Yeah, we didn't have the money to do it ourselves, nor the time, because we both work full time. And so we all invested, you know, a little bit. And that is the money that we spent to fix up the exterior of the building.
That was first, and the brew pub idea came much later. A brew pub is a place where you brew your own beer and you serve food. So there's breweries, there's some opening up in Dayton as well, but they just brew the beer and they'll distribute. We don't plan on distributing, we just plan on brewing for our own place here, and then we'll also have like be a restaurant. When we took control of it, we weren't thinking brew pub. We were thinking just, you know, let's fix it up to a point where someone, it can be attractive to someone to have a restaurant in here, or basically anything that we knew would be sustainable. And then after a couple of years where we didn't get a buyer for it, a friend of mine called me from Texas one day and said, hey, I think I got a good business model for your bar that you have empty. I'm like, really? And he said, yeah. And he said, okay, what is it? And he was like, it was a co-op.
At first you were like, God, that would be a lot of work. But the more we learned about it, the more we thought it's the perfect fit, because this started as a community project and this was our way to finish it that way, for it always to be a community project.
We had a goal of 300 people. With 300 people, we know it's a good idea. We had 300 people in, I think, 2 weeks or less.
I honestly think a lot of people joined just to help this project come to life. We definitely have a big group of homebrewers and, you know, craft beer lovers for sure. But I think we also have quite a few people who just want to see us succeed and fix this building up and make it something nice for the neighborhood.
You don't see a whole lot of co-ops going under because there's so much support from so many different people in the membership. No one gets rich, mind you. I mean, there's no big, you know, the fat cat at the top making money. It's bigger than any of us. It's its own entity, and it's something that is good for all. It's a place to meet, have a beer, and bring people to your place. You know, anyone who is a member can say it just as much as Maureen or I could. You know, come to our place, our bar, because everybody owns the same amount. I think that's what's cool. I think that's what people are loving, that idea, because there's no other place you can do that around here. I mean, I know banks have it, but, you know, like credit unions are co-ops, but
you don't want to go hang out there.
Right. it's nowhere where you want to go hang out. And same thing with sort of some co-op grocery stores. But this is special because it's a brew, but you're brewing your own beer. And people who like beer, you know, they can run for the board someday and have input on that. They can all vote for the board if they don't want to run for it. That's a powerful model. It really is. And these are the kind of things, these independent little operations are what's going to grow Dayton. Now, I don't think any big corporate, you know, savior is going to come in and save Dayton.
Yes, Delphi has, you know, all these bad things have happened and GM is closed and whatnot. But I think there's a lot of creativity and a lot of opportunity here